Welcome to Retirement Reimagined, a series of conversations exploring the latest FNB retirement survey and what it reveals about the average South African's preparedness and attitude towards retirement. In each episode, we delve into the survey findings and examine interesting themes, including how second careers and entrepreneurship are becoming an important component of retirement planning, the perspectives of people over 60 regarding their retirement journey. We take a realistic look at the financial requirements for a comfortable retirement and the obstacles preventing us from taking action to meet our retirement goals. I'm Maya Fisher-French, personal finance journalist, and in this episode, I'm joined by Esther Usch of Integrated Advice to ask whether people understand how much they need to retire. So Esther, for me, one of the stats that really jumped out of that survey was the amount of people who feel confident that they have enough money to retire. And yet that's very different from the actual stats we see.
Yeah, it is actually very interesting because if you think about it and you look at the stats which you're referencing, 27% of people are, as you say, absolutely confident, 50% not so confident that they're going to be able to retire comfortably. But then we know the reality that only 10% of South Africans, or less than 10% of South Africans, can afford to retire comfortably. So I'm not quite sure where the disconnect comes from, and it definitely is a very concerning stat.
And I, one of the other stats that I thought was quite interesting in that was 30% of people said they knew they'd have to work past retirement. Mm. And I think they're probably the only realistic ones in all of that when we look at the numbers.
No, absolutely. I mean, you look at it, some of the stuff that we've picked up in the survey is a lot of people tend to leave their retirement planning quite late, starting in their mid-30s. And then some of them are working until sort of 68. So they really do need to have that. And a lot of people think, listen, I'm going to be able to retire at 55, which you and I both know, unless you are part of the super wealthy, it's not going to happen. So, you know, it really does come back to this thing of being very realistic, understanding your financial position and getting the proper advice so that you can get to your retirement goals.
And I want to swing back to that because, you know, as you said, 25, 27% of people are quite confident they have enough for retirement. And what we also saw in those figures was from year on year, there's been an increase in people saying they have a retirement plan, which is also like, okay, what is a plan? Is a plan knowing that you're contributing to a retirement fund, or is a plan actually knowing what it means, what you're going to have, what your expenses are in retirement? I think the idea of a plan is actually where that disconnect comes in.
I tend to agree with you because just having a retirement annuity, just having a pension fund at your office or through your employer, or even having something like a tax-free savings account, just because you have that doesn't mean that it's on track. You know, if you look at some of these things, you can contribute 500 rand a month to a retirement annuity or 300 rand a month to a tax-free savings account. It doesn't, it's yes, it's going to help, but it's not going to close the gap sufficiently. And that's why it's important that someone does need to start very early on saying, okay, what is the lifestyle that I want in retirement? What is the money that I need in retirement to get to those goals? And then work backwards from that. Because the earlier you start with that conversation, the better it is for you.
And, you know, understanding your employer fund. So I think that's a lot of what people say. They say, well, I've got a retirement fund with my employer. I'm assuming it's enough and I'm letting myself sleepwalk to retirement. And do you think that that's also part of it? It's a sort of paternalistic approach to it. Oh, my employer, I'm sure it's enough, you know.
Or they don't like the amount that goes off every month for a pension contribution. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about pension funds. I think it's something that, first of all, as you say, people do tend to sleepwalk through. They need to be far more intentional about their money. And this is something that you and I have advocated for a long time. You need to be intentional about your money. Go and speak to your HR business partner at the office and go and find out, what is your pension fund? How much you are contributing per month? Is the employer topping that contribution up? And then the next thing is, what are you actually investing in? Has your pension fund got multiple funds underneath? You know, is there a money market fund? Is there a conservative fund? Is there a balanced fund? And are you appropriately put into the pension fund? Are you saving in the correct part of your pension fund? And again, it's something that you have to do on an annual basis.
And, you know, also having a plan. So we've spoken about saying, is a plan just enough saying, well, I've got something. Once you have that plan, once you go and you say, what do I want my retirement to look like? Mm. What do I need to achieve that? And once it's all in place and you are reviewing that annually, we see a huge reduction in anxiety. So people who have a proper plan, and I'm not talking the plan that you think you have, the plan when you actually really have a plan. That was also very interesting for me. The anxiety levels come down.
Well, I think, you know, you and I both know that money is one of the biggest stresses out there. And old age and not having money is a massive, massive stress out there. So having that plan in place and starting on it early really will stand you in good stead. Because then you know, listen, I'm working towards something. I'm working towards a goal. And you know what? I'm getting to where I want to be. Mm-hmm. But just on that whole reviewing everything, make sure that you review the beneficiaries as well. You know, that's, I'm pretty sure you've picked it up as well. They review the plan, they review the numbers, but not the beneficiaries. Mm. But make sure that you do that too.
Absolutely. Very, very important. And, you know, you were talking a little bit, we've been talking about having a retirement annuity in your employer's fund and all of that. But when you went and asked the question, where do you save for retirement? That was also some interesting insights there.
It was an eye-opener for me because, you know, there's this misconception that putting money into a cash investment is saving and investing. Now, you know, one of the biggest threats over the longer term investing goal is inflation. And you need to make sure that your investments are keeping pace or outperforming inflation. So the top three things that they were investing in is things like fixed deposits, savings accounts, and then their company pension fund. Now, barring what I said now about making sure your pension fund is appropriately invested, investing in a savings account on a fixed deposit for retirement is not a great thing to do. You use that type of thing for emergency funds, short-term type money. You don't use it for your longer-term investing. What I also found very interesting is that a tax-free savings account is there, but I would have thought it would have been far further up.
And you and I both use our tax-free savings accounts as part of our retirement plan.
Absolutely.
We think it's a genius idea.
I think if you stay within those limits of the 36,000 Rand a year, you just contribute to it and let it run until you are 70 or 75 in a high-growth sort of fund, a balanced fund or something that's got high equity exposure. You really are styling because you're going to have that exposure to the long-term growth assets, which is what you need for retirement.
But Issa, how much of this is an advice issue? So people are so scared. They read headlines. They get nervous about losing money and they don't know who to ask. And sometimes it's just easier to open up that fixed deposit.
Yeah. And I think there is a bit of, you know, sort of nervousness about that. These headlines about financial advisors doing X, Y, and Z. Advice is vital. Because there's got to be someone that's standing a little bit removed, taking a non-emotional look over your money, giving you the right type of guidance of, listen, you need to be in a high equity fund, or you need to have more exposure to X, Y, and Z, or you need to use a tax-free savings account. That's why advice is so important. And when it comes to that, people need to use advisors that are part of a proper accredited financial institution. You know, someone that is registered with the FSCA, someone that has got proper qualifications so that it's not a fly-by-night situation.
Mm, absolutely. And part of that advice is actually how much you need in retirement. Because that question I get asked all the time, and you can use the, well, one-time salary, two-time salary, all of those things. But I have to tell you, Issa, you know, I'm now in my 50s. So we're getting a little bit closer to that age. So we sat down and we said, what will we need in retirement to continue to live the lifestyle that we live? And that's important. I don't want to sit and be, you know, and not be able to leave my home and have no entertainment money. I don't want my life to suddenly change. Mm. So yes, I won't have my children's education costs. My mortgage will be paid off by then. That's part of the plan. I was still very surprised by how much I still needed, given medical aid costs, given life costs.
Yeah. And I think you've touched on something there that's so important is medical aid. I mean, we've come across horror stories where someone can't afford medical aid in retirement. They cancel medical aid. And then, you know, it's a situation that they need it because a lot of medical expenses happened in those last years. And again, coming to that situation of having those type of almost dream, think, dream, reflect moments. What does my retirement look like? The earlier you have that. The more achievable it is. And I think we've done the stats and we've done the calculations. I mean, it's exponential. You would have seen it. Leaving retirement until the kids have left home and university, it's exponential how much you need to contribute to get to the right level. Mm. And, you know, I always say is the earlier you start saving for retirement, and it is a trade-off. Am I going to go out tonight or am I going to put a little bit away for retirement? And sometimes you do need to make that.
It is hard, though. It is hard. And one of the things that I also noticed in the stats was that the younger the person, the more confident they were about having enough in retirement. As they got older, the confidence level started to drop. And I think there's that sort of idea that something will happen. So when you're in your 20s and early 30s, maybe you just think, my business is going to be such a success. I'm going to win the lotto. Something will happen. Yeah. And that's why your confidence levels are so high. Now suddenly you're at 50 and your confidence levels are starting to drop a lot. Yeah. And you're thinking, ooh, if only when I was 25. So if I can get that, we can get that message out.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And it is literally, and a lot of people tend to think that saving for retirement, you need to have lots of money. You don't. You can literally put an extra 300 rand a month. If you can bump that up into more, awesome. Mm. Because I have yet to come across someone moaning about having too much money in retirement.
Really? If there is one, they can phone me. I can tell them what to do with the money. But I must just tell you, it's just to end off. My husband, from his first paycheck, he's never cashed in his retirement, ever. He never, ever took any money out. And that is amazing how that has grown. And that is one thing, just two-pot. You know, I really beseech you, if you've been listening to Esther and I, start as soon as possible, because time grows your money more than anything. And two, please don't look at your two-pot retirement system as some sort of holiday gift to yourselves.
It's not an extra December bonus.
It's not an extra December bonus. Really use the power of the money you're putting away to allow yourself. You're going to get 60, 65, and you're going to be able to have the time to enjoy yourself, but you need the money to enjoy yourself. So please listen to Esther and I. And for those of you who would like to delve more into the FNB survey, which had some very, very interesting statistics, you can go to the FNB website. It's also in the link provided. And talking about Esther and my conversation about what it costs to go into retirement, that is our next conversation, where we'll be looking at the perspectives of people over the age of 60 and how they are grappling with finding enough money to retire. So tune in for our next conversation.